Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
But I want to take a pause and go to something else, because in good and bad times, of course, particularly if you're in the doldrums and going through a bad story, we love to chat about the weather to fill in the gaps. And our next guest takes that to the next level entirely. You'll have seen the storm chasers featured in film and documentaries like Twisters, which is such a good sequel, where the enthusiasts in pickup trucks pursue tornadoes around the United States. It's a very dangerous pursuit, but it's also very serious, and there's lots of science at the heart of it. And it is storm season right now, and one of the very few Irish participants joins us this morning. He's a photographer and a research meteorologist with Met Eireann. Thank goodness, it's an expert. Noel Fitzpatrick, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice
how
to be
you
here.
Doing?
Very good, thanks.
Do you remember how you realised that you love the weather more than the rest of us, that you really love the weather?
I think I was always a bit afraid of thunderstorms when I was younger.
Yeah, good.
And then I think that made me want to understand them a bit more. And then I think, like a lot of people of my age, I saw Twister, the movie, and that kind of sort of clicked with me. Oh, I can do science and also something really exciting at the
same
time.
You seem too young to have seen. It must be years after it came out.
Very kind. I think get up on the right side of the bed this morning, maybe.
You're from Sligo.
I am from Sligo, yes.
Oh, yeah. The weather. I know people who live in Sligo, they talk about this.
Yes, we get lots of weather. And so I first-hand experience of that. And then also in the house growing up, we would have National Geographics.
Oh, right. That's your dad.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to get them into the house. And both my parents really encouraged that side of things.
Very good.
I was probably looking at National Geographics before I could read, to be honest, and looking at pictures and then eventually reading about the science then.
You're the youngest of four siblings. You're the baby of the house.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
is there anybody else involved in science?
No, but everyone have an interest. You know, some are in education and others went into engineering and things like that. And I was kind of the only one who sort of maybe the slightly madder route of chasing the weather.
Very definitely into weather.
Yes.
And photography is also a passion of yours.
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes out of, like that, the National Geographic, huge influence on me, both the photography, the artistic side of it, and then using that to communicate science as well.
So Sligo man, you went to University of Galway, is it NUIG?
I did. I was in Galway for my degree, and then I was over in Reading for a master's, and then eventually found my way over to Canada to my PhD over there.
Oh, really? So what's the route? Science in Galway?
Science in Galway, and then meteorology, so really focusing on the weather then in Reading.
Yes, we can see the path.
Yes, and then in Canada, kind of as I got more into meteorology and realising climate was such a big question and something that needed to be addressed. So I was studying the impact of climate change on the loss of snow and ice. So I was working in the mountains in Canada, and that was also kind of a mixture.
Sounds like a gorgeous job.
It was great. Like it was a mixture. You had a lot of outdoor time, a lot of adventure as well. You're probably noticing a theme here and how I like to do my science, you know. Yeah. But also it felt like it was important as well.
Because you were studying glaciers. Are they disappearing in Canada like they are in Europe?
Yes, and they're very interested in those because they depend on it for hydropower production, water supplies, agriculture, same as we do here in Europe. And they're really sort of dissolving before our eyes, really.
So how do you go from a love of glaciers to I want to go to the extreme weather happening now?
I think that they're both there in the background. So I always had an interest. Growing up, the options to storm chase in Sligo were fairly limited. You know, I'd sort of pretend there was a thunderstorm coming over the hills. But after my first storm chasing trip proper in the States was after my graduation from my PhD. It was kind of like a treat to myself. And photography was something I was always interested in as well. Mm-hmm. So they're two really nice, they go really well together. So that was my first trip after my PhD, and from then
was
on.
Was that in the places we expect, Oklahoma and
yes,
so on?
Yes, that's right. So the central states of the US, so they refer to them as sort of tornado alley. So it's like Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas. And you just get a merger of kind of the perfect conditions for these kind of thunderstorms, particularly this time of the year. And so if you really want to see spectacular storms, you kind of have to travel to see them.
Right. And you have to know what you're doing.
You do, yeah.
Helps having all those PhDs and so
it
on.
Does. It does, yes. But even saying that, I wouldn't call myself, you know, I wouldn't say I know everything. Like, definitely not. I each time I go out, I try to go with people who have more experience, because it's one of those things that you might know the science, but you really have to have spent time studying these storms to really understand and to be able to watch them. And to know what's happening. So.
And also the routes. You didn't need to know all of the roads. And
absolutely,
going,
yes.
The
navigation is as important as the science really over there, because you want to know that you have a good route to follow the storm. But also if things turn and you decide I need to get out of this area pretty quickly, you want to make sure you have options pretty much in every direction. So knowing the road network is very important.
Does that mean you can't go storm chasing on your own?
So some people chase on their own, others will go with a group. I think it's better to go with others because you can dedicate one person to each job. Mm. I have done it on my own as well.
Have you?
And there is a kind of a freedom to that, because particularly for me, because I'm going from a photography point of view. So I have the freedom basically to stop and say, oh, actually, this is a nice shot here. I'm going to take it without annoying other people, right?
Yeah. Because okay, I see what you mean.
That's my focus. I really want to get a nice shot. A nice shot.
And they're distant as well, aren't they? They're beautiful photographs because you've got the distant tumult and tempest. There's the foreboding skies where you've got a crack of light where it's normal daylight 1 minute and this black clouds.
Exactly, yeah. And sometimes to see the best storm, you want to be back a little bit. So yeah. Like I was saying before, like I'm not there necessarily to do research. So it doesn't make sense for me to be like super close under the storm, because you actually can't see anything under the storm. You're probably in heavy rain or hail or something like that. And you're putting yourself in danger as well. So for the most part, I will try and stay back a little bit.
Good man.
Particularly if I'm on my own. Yeah. And you usually have a better viewpoint then.
You do have it. There is an academic purpose to the photographs, though, isn't there? You're not just going.
Yes, totally.
So risking all of this for nothing.
No, I find them a really good way in starting a conversation. So science communication is something I'm really interested in. And if you can draw people into that conversation without sort of starting by hitting them over the head with things they've already heard before. You know, if you want to talk to them about climate change, if you can show them something spectacular, like an amazing video of a storm or pictures, everybody seems to be interested in that. You know, I give talks in different places, both to public or in schools and things like that. And if you can show them an interesting picture of a storm, it pulls them in. And then you can start talking to them about the science behind it, you know, maybe get them interested in weather and climate, and then some of the more serious issues about why, say, climate change is important.
Yeah. The supercell, is that the name of the cloud? Is that an American expression? Do we have different words?
No, it's pretty global. Supercell basically means a thunderstorm that's rotating.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So if you have a thunderstorm that rotates, a focusing of that rotation is what gives you a tornado.
Right.
So you're looking for those supercell storms. Yeah.
Is there anywhere else in the world you can go storm chasing, or is it only really
Tornado Alley? Tornado Alley is sort of the most consistent this time of the year in particular.
May and June, yeah.
Yes. But there are places like, for example, the Po River Valley in Italy, so northern Italy in Europe.
Really?
They get quite some decent storms there.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Germany gets some as well. And, you know, we occasionally
doing more lightning storms rather than tornadoes.
Yes, exactly. Lightning and very big hail as well. Hail is another major risk of these storms.
That's a huge thing in climate change, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Damage and risk to life and property.
It is. And you see it particularly over in the States. You see these cars driving past and houses, and you think they actually look like they've been shot at, and it's actually hail damage. I was on a storm there a year or so ago, and it had hail 10 centimetres in diameter. So this thing would destroy your car, you know, if you got in the wrong place. Yeah.
Were you in a car at the time?
I was, yes, but I wasn't near that part of it.
Wow, that's must be an extraordinary thing to even be nearby. Are there many Irish storm chasers?
There's a lot of enthusiasm for storms in Ireland. I'd say those who actually go over and chase are limited enough. But there are some, there's a friend of mine, Paul, who he used to live over there and studied storms over there and has years of chasing experience, so he's a good resource. I've relied on him for lots of experience, but it's definitely growing. And even if when there's a thunderstorm or a series of thunderstorms in Ireland, you do see, I might be out with the camera, and you'll see other people out doing the same thing.
I see. Yeah. So it is lightning growing around yesterday.
Was indeed. Yes. Yeah.
As I'm obsessed with the rainfall radar. Yeah. And you get the crosses, the little orange crosses appear.
That's right. Yes.
That's
the
lightning strikes, which were across the Midlands.
Yeah.
And we'll experience a bit of that all through the summer if the conditions are.
Exactly. We do get thunderstorms here, particularly during the summer. We don't generally have the same amount of energy that you need for the big storms that they get in
the
US.
I was wondering, our storms are a bit lame, are they?
We have a lot of the conditions. So really for a thunderstorm, what you need is warm air below cold air. So it's a bit like if you put a pot on a stove and the warm air wants to bubble up, or the warm water wants to bubble up through the cold water. That's what you're seeing. Yeah. Same thing happens in the atmosphere. you get warm air below and it wants to bubble up through the cold air above. So in Ireland, we have lots of cold air above us. So it's kind of that relative difference. We don't have that much warm air, but it's warm relative to the cold air above it. So it wants to rise up.
That's why you come into the landlocked bits of Italy, Germany.
Exactly. You get that intense exactly heat. Right. Yeah.
It's spectacular. Yeah. So you must have like storm chasing friends. There's a proper community, is there?
There is. It's certainly in the States. It's a huge community.
Yeah.
You've people from all kind of backgrounds. People who are in it from a research background. People who are there for the photography side of things. And some people have really educated themselves. They mightn't necessarily have a science background, but they've spent years themselves studying and researching it because they're interested. And I find that really impressive. You know, they've different jobs, but because of their love and their passion for it, they've educated themselves on it.
Because you work for MetEireann.
I do indeed. Yes.
But when you're storm chasing, that's not on.
No,
MetEireann's
time. It's what you would call a busman's holiday for sure. Yeah.
Take time off to do more work.
Exactly. Yes.
Have you been many times?
So I've been over to the States 3 times, and. I'm actually heading over at the end of this week.
Are you going this week?
Yes, yeah.
Because it is the middle of the season.
It is, yeah. So I'm just going for a week.
I gather you don't usually notify your family in advance.
I try not to overemphasize. I usually say, I'm going over to, you know, because they know I'm interested in photography, so I'm going over for the photography side of things. And then afterwards, when I come back, I'll show them the pictures. But no, I'm going over on Friday. And I'll be taking lots of pictures. I'll be putting them up on my social media and things like that as well.
Great. How do you make sure? What safety precautions do you take? Because you know what you're doing at this stage. You understand the weather. Is there a safe way to do it?
Yeah. So there's a few different things. One, in the car, I will have... they have an excellent radar network in the States.
Yeah.
So I have a radar feed coming into my car so I can see it's updated every few minutes so I can see exactly where the storms are relative
Very
to where
important.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm constantly monitoring the road network, as I said, so I know that I have options north, south, east and west. And then also looking at the sky around you, not sort of getting tunnel vision, looking at this beautiful storm.
I see.
Because as has happened to me before, you're looking at this beautiful storm and another storm is forming behind you and your escape route is getting closed off. So you just have to know, you have to be good at making a call saying, I need to go now, I can't stay any longer.
You must be in a 4x4 then, I presume. You can only do it in...
Yes, it's recommended, but you want to avoid too much driving on, say, dirt or unpaved roads, things like that, because these storms, they produce so much rain a lot of the time that these roads can get very muddy. But
then you're stuck.
Exactly, and people do get stuck.
I was thinking that you need to get off-road. Route isn't...
You can, and sometimes you have to, but if I was doing that, I would be sure that I am... on the side of the storm that's not going to catch me because I'll be...
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
I hope you're safe and that the parents aren't too worried.
No, they'll be following along, I'm sure, yeah.
And I highly recommend people to look at the existing storm pictures, although the new ones are clearly on the way. Big Skies Media, that's Instagram, I presume.
That's right, yes, at Instagram and my website as well,
Big Skies Media. But Noel Fitzpatrick, thanks a million and be safe over there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.